Some childhood terrors you never get over. When I was 6 years old, on the playground of my little Central Texas grammar school, a teacher told me to be careful on the seesaw. I answered her, yes, whereupon she glared at me and said, "From now on, Tommy, you are to say, yes, ma'am." Whereupon I did just that. The teacher, by the way, was no ordinary pedagogue. This was Mrs. Barnett, the school principal. I must have been a fragile child, since ever since then, I've been addressing almost everybody and everything with the courteous ma'am added in. Mrs. Barnett was no lax enforcer of manners and morals. She paddled one of my classmates on the very first day of school because he declined to use the term naught for zero. I am told that the Queen of England requires you to call her ma'am, but I will never meet her. I know I'd be a great hit with her, whom some of my Scottish friends called stuck-up Betty Windsor, because I'm so good at saying ma'am. I would just close my eyes, curtsy, and imagine that the Queen was Mrs. Barnett. Not long ago, I went into hospital for a minor procedure. I called the anesthetist ma'am, and she protested, saying she was far too young to be addressed this way. That's the last thing I recall before she put me out. When I woke up, I imagined I was on a seesaw. I never saw the anesthetist again, so I could, you know, apologize. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.